Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Creating Change. This is Doug Foresta. Thanks so much for coming back to the show. Really appreciate you listening. Today with me is Tracy Lynn Cox, and we're going to be talking about moving from victim to victor in your life. And if you're a fan of the show, I know that you know that this is something that I'm very passionate about. So there's going to be lots of great stuff in here. Stay tuned. I'm going to say a little bit about Tracy, and we will bring her right on. Tracy Lynn Cox is fiercely committed to guiding restless souls to achieve inner peace of heaven and a sense of oneness with our Creator so they can begin living the divine life that they're meant to live. She is a coach, author, and speaker. She is the author. She'll talk about, she has a new book coming out. She has a great podcast that she has just launched. So lots of exciting things going on. And I encourage you to visit her website at TracyLynnCox.com. That's TracyLynnCox.com. I will also put that link on the show page. Tracy Lynn Cox, welcome to Creating Change.
Thanks, Doug. I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So let's talk about a couple things. So the first thing is, obviously, like I said, I know you have a lot of stuff going on. Do you want to say in your own words, just explain to people a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yes, I am all about vibrational change and moving from victim to victor. And people who are facing adversity or feeling stuck or have settled for less, I know what it's like. I've been there. And I am a person who encourages and empowers people to move out of that position and to be a victor. Yep. And have a great life and live the divine life they're meant to live.
Now, you have a really powerful story. We're not going to get into all of it today, but also I was thinking, if you could share with people a little bit about, your life has not been all roses and sunshine. You've had some really difficult things in your life. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about some of the health challenges that you've gone through and what you've had to overcome yourself?
Sure. It's probably been my greatest lesson. I had a great life. I have been a role model for health and wellness. And at the age of 41, I was really struck down and out of life with trigeminal neuralgia. It is known as the worst pain known to mankind. It's also known as a suicidal disease. And for 18 months, I was medicated, and then I faced brain surgery. And upon awakening from my surgery, my face was numb, and I also had continued pain that was worse to manage than the pain that I had prior to going into the surgery. So, needless to say, I was facing a heck of a journey. And for 10 years, I was seeking what was the gift in the experience. And as my book will tell you, I did find that gift.
Yeah, I had actually heard of, when you and I first met, and we've known each other for a little while now, I had heard of trigeminal neuralgia, and I'd heard of the fact that it was so painful that, as you said, it's something that many people just really can't tolerate, because it's so painful. And I'm so amazed by you and how you've been able to, as you talk about, move from victim to victor. I'm wondering if you can also share with listeners, we said that several times about moving from victim to victor. Can you say a little bit about, what do you mean by moving from victim to victor?
Well, when you are a victim, you are really blaming everyone or everything for the condition that exists. So when I was facing my adversity, I did exactly that. I mean, I was stuck in the HMO world. I was stuck with physicians that didn't believe me. I was unable to get to the physicians and the surgeons that were the best who knew about this particular condition. And I was also stuck with Big Pharma, who had to provide medications for me that were off-label. So I definitely reaped the rewards, one would say, for being a victim. And there are benefits to being a victim. And I do talk about that in a podcast about being the blamey or the blamer.
Yeah.
There are rewards for being on either end of that.
Well, first of all, before I ask you about that, tell everyone about the podcast, because you have an awesome podcast. And I want to make sure, you know, I want to make sure listeners know how to find it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks to you. I really wanted to get into podcasting. I didn't know quite how to go about it. And I was led to you, fortunately. And I learned more about storytelling and how to do podcasts. And I came online with that. And it's called Vibrational Change from Victim to Victor. And the podcast starts out in the beginning with my story, and then it moves to more about my book and the different teachings and instructions that I have throughout my book. And so I hope that people will take an opportunity to listen, and it can be found on iTunes and
Stitcher Radio, Google Play.
Stitcher. Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yep. Thank you.
Yeah, all the major ones.
Absolutely. And I didn't mean that as a shameless plug for myself. I wanted to make sure listeners, I really want to make sure listeners know how to find it.
Well, yeah, I like to give you a plug.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you also have a three-step solution for facing adversity and for when you're feeling stuck. And I'm wondering if you can share that with us.
Well, I found that, you know, in my particular case, my life challenge was facing adversity and a health issue. However, I also found that many, many people feel that they're stuck. And then I also, in my research, found that people have settled for less. Two-thirds of people in America settle for less. And many people, especially the people in their 20s and 30s, are feeling stuck these days. And gosh, you know, at one time or another, one of us feel that we have faced one or more of these situations. And so they come and flow throughout our lives. And it, being that is the case, I have found that there is a three-step solution to resolving those issues, and you need to practice and put into place each of those three steps. And three steps are understanding your purpose and passion, and I want to make clear that just because you understand your passion doesn't necessarily mean that you understand your purpose. And then the next step is embracing your challenges. And the third step is living at a higher vibration or vibrational change.
I noticed you said something really interesting, and I wanted to ask you more about it. You said that following your passion is not the same thing as following your purpose. Can you say more about that?
Well, when I had my experience of finding heaven on earth, I really knew that my passion was all about living for the higher power and living for his glory and looking above and bringing heaven on earth for everyone. And that's my passion. But how do you bring that to reality for everyone else? Huh. It's not necessarily that easy. And it took a long time for me to bring that to reality. And so in that, I found that I had to face my shadow. I had great fear in bringing my message to the public because I didn't know that the public would understand my message. And so in finding my purpose took a little while. And what I understood through my storytelling, actually, was that when I went to the surgeon the second time for another surgery to try to bring my medications to a lower level so that I could function as a human being and not as a zombie in this world and not have another surgery, I came to understand that I could go to the doctor's doctor and have hypnotherapy. And through hypnotherapy, I was able to bring my medication level down to a level where I could operate as a conscientious, contributing human being on this planet. And in so doing, here I am fulfilling a grand purpose to other people, not only as a coach, but I am able to do hypnosis with people in a very gentle way to help others that are in pain, trying to find peace of heaven, whether it be spiritual, emotional, or physical pain.
Your story is so inspiring. I'm not sure if I asked you this question. I may have, but I honestly don't remember the answer. I know that so many people, especially in traditional medicine, they keep offering opiates to people for pain. Did they encourage you to take opiates as a method of dealing with the pain? And if so, you know, I was curious, you know, what they offered you.
Well, that second surgery would have been a brain implant on just under my skull, and having that implant, it would, instead of being a deep brain stimulator, it would have been a cortical stimulator, and that would have been with opiates. The success rate of that is 50% or less, and I was emotionally too fragile to sustain the thought of that. And that's when I said, you know, I am in the health industry and I know a lot about self-hypnosis, and I would rather, I've tried many alternative care, and I would rather try hypnosis if it was a very good hypnotherapist.
Were your mainstream doctors supportive of you pursuing these alternatives? I'm really curious, especially at that time, whether mainstream medicine actually supported you in this or how they felt about it.
Alternative medicine, the NIH had just started in 1998 with alternative medicine, and I had done a lot of research about it. And in fact, it gave me inspiration to start my own alternative medicine clinic. The physicians at that time were really not very supportive of it. However, I was working for a hospital at that time, and I was able to make a move to have massage therapy a part of the wellness program there at that institution. So I'm very proud of that.
Well, your story is just so inspirational because you truly went from victim to victor. I mean, you really were a victim of this condition, and no one would have faulted you if you had done what I think most people do, which is, you know, really are just crippled by this disease. I mean, it's a real disease, and it's a, you know, really awful condition. And yeah, certainly nobody would have faulted you if you had stayed, let's say, in victim mode.
Yeah, Doug, I have to say that I'm probably one of the few who are probably, I don't know what the percent is, but I'm one of the few who actually, not only am I a survivor, but I'm a thriver.
Right.
And I'm very different than most who have this condition. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so excited to have you on, because I think you really embody what, you know, why I started the show, Creating Change, which is about using creativity to find emotional healing. I'd also want to ask you, there was a question I wanted to ask you a while back, and you had talked about finding heaven on earth, and you used that term. Can you say more about what that means? What does heaven on earth mean to you, if you could explain that to listeners?
It's a unexplainable joy that is so deeply felt. It's like in every cell of your existence. And nothing rocks it or shakes it or moves it off its center. And it's a oneness with the divine creator. And what happened in that instantaneous moment when the veil lifted, my will became infused with the creator's will. And there was no separation. And so there was a total oneness in that moment. And I don't know for how long, but I've had other moments, but nothing as transcending as that particular time. I can just say that my life was so transformed in that moment that certain things forever have changed. And one of the most significant is that I no longer suffer and I no longer grieve, and the loss and separation and the pain is gone. And I still to this day take 7 medications each day to monitor or control the pain. And if I don't take them, yes, the pain returns, but it's not in the same way that it was previously. Before it was debilitating, now it's just existing there.
Thank you. Well, I know we've been talking about physical pain, and I had a question for you. Does this also apply to emotional pain? I mean, I know so many people out there, you know, obviously many people are experiencing physical pain, but a lot of people are experiencing emotional pain as well. Would this be equally applicable for that sort of pain?
Oh, yes, Doug. Absolutely. That's one thing that took me so long to actually be able to get my message out to people, is because people always felt that I just was talking about physical pain. This particular issue of trigeminal neuralgia is not just about physical pain. It absolutely takes you out of life. It is something that destroys you in every spiritual level. Spiritual level, emotional level, physical level, every aspect. And it's a total loss. And that's what I want to say. It's just a total loss. Yeah, I mean, you are down on your knees, flattened. And so regardless of what circumstances you're facing in your life, I understand, I do understand, having experienced clinical depression myself and have moved through that pain and understanding that it is possible to rise again and be who you are, that you do not need to identify with whatever issue it is that you're dealing with, that there is resilience in the human soul. In fact, I do believe that the soul has these experiences so that we are able to evolve to a grander design and be grateful that you're having the experiences and that you get through them and you're on the other side.
It's so interesting that you talk about this idea that our soul, you know, has this experience in evolving our soul. I was actually having this conversation with a therapy client earlier today, and we were talking about not wanting to suffer. But at the same time, the problem is that, you know, and I know this from, you know, obviously not wanting my own loved ones to suffer and certainly not wanting myself to suffer. But at the same time, if we don't experience these challenges, then we don't grow. I'm sure you have heard, you may have heard this, and you know, but the story about, you know, a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. If you try to, you know, the caterpillar has to shake their way out, you know, and force their way out and then become a butterfly. If you try to spare the caterpillar that journey, and say, here, I'll just, you know, open this for you and go fly, they can't fly, because what happens, it's the very struggle that strengthens their wings to be able to get them to fly. So if we spare people the struggles, then we spare people the ability to evolve their souls, which doesn't mean that we shouldn't help people who are suffering, of course, but it does mean that we can't, that there is, like you said, there is something really important to this evolution of our soul. I wanted to come back to another point that you had made, which was about this idea that there is, there's obviously more payoff for being a victor than a victim, but there is payoff for being a victim. And can you say more about, in your mind, you know, what is the payoff for staying a victim, for not taking that journey?
Well, it draws attention to yourself. That's one thing. So people gather around and give you lots of comfort and, you know, pats you on the back and lots of hugs and, you know, solace and things like that. And that's probably the biggest and foremost. So I would say that's one of them. The other, being the victim, is, and there can be financial gains being the victim as well. Yeah. So as an example, I was encouraged to declare that to be disabled. And in fact, not only was I, it was suggested, call me stubborn. I don't think I am. I just think that I'm resilient, and I believe that when you believe in yourself and you know that you are going to get through it, you can do it. You can do it. But you can, if you are willing to fall to it, then you're going to fall to it. So, you know, when you're ready to, you know, someone told me when I was in the middle of it, they said, when you're ready to heal, you will. And at the time I heard that, I wasn't happy to hear that.
Right.
Because apparently I wasn't ready to heal. I would have been okay hearing it, but at the time I wasn't so happy about it.
Well, yes, but look, I mean, in taking that journey, you've helped yourself and now you're helping others. And also, of course, speaking of helping others, the time has flown by. We're going to need to wrap up, but I want to make sure that you do share with people. I know you have a book coming out. Can you tell people the name of the book and how they can find it?
Great. Thank you. And actually, the name of the book is the same as the podcast. It will be Vibrational Change from Victim to Victor. And I have sent my manuscript and all the parcels of it to the publisher. And so it should be out probably within, I would say, a couple months anyway.
Well, thank you, Tracy. I really appreciate it. And what I'd encourage people to do, because we, you know, I know some people are going to listen to this live, other people are going to listen to it afterwards, is I would encourage them to go to TracyLynnCox.com, and, you know, within, if they're listening to this, you know, within a few months, the book obviously will be live, and then they can go to your website and learn more about the book from there. I also want to make sure people know that you also offer coaching, and again, to listen to the podcast on iTunes. What I really love about your work, Tracy, is, again, you've been there and you walk the talk, and you have an authority to talk about moving from victim to victor in a way I think that few people do. And if anyone has a question about what trigeminal neuralgia is, you know, I'd encourage them to look it up and see the journey that you have taken. You know, it really is an amazing, amazing journey. So again, just to reinforce, the best way for people to learn about you and learn about all the things that you do, they can go to your website, TracyLynnCox.com, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Tracy, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll have to do it again another time.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And before I sign off, I just want to leave you with a little bit of a challenge or a thought. You know, we all have ways in our lives in which we are victims, and legitimately that we may be a victim of a bad circumstance or bad luck. you know, what can you do in your life today, and what areas in your life are you playing out this victimhood, and how can you move from victim to victor? You know, I'd encourage you to take Tracy's words to heart. And again, I think even if we are legitimately victims of circumstances, and that happens to us all, we still have a choice, right? We still have a choice about what we're going to do with that and how we're going to handle that challenge. And that's what creating change is all about, is are we going to stay where we are, or are we going to create change? So thanks, everyone. As always, keep creating. The world needs your gifts. Till next time, this is Doug Foresta at Creating Change.